Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In today's episode, technical evangelist Kevin Remedy welcomes principal knowledge engineer Tom Schinder and senior technical writer Yuri Diogenes as they kick off their five-part series on Microsoft Private Cloud Solutions for IT managers. Tune in for part one as they discuss basic private cloud principles and what it means for businesses, as well as how organizations can begin to understand and accept the value of implementing a private cloud. Kevin, the mic is yours.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Cloud Innovators Show on TechNet Radio, the series of interviews for IT managers. My name is Kevin Remedy, and I'm a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft on the Developer and Platform Evangelism team, and I'm your TechNet Radio host for today. Now, in today's discussion, which is really the first of five parts, we're going to level set the discussion about the private cloud, what it means for business. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have Tom Schinder and Yuri Diogenes. Tom, Yuri, welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
All right, so before we get going, I want to read a quick bio for each of you, because these gentlemen have a lot of credentials, a lot of good experience behind them, so I don't even feel comfortable reading the entire list of all the credentials. But I want to mention that Tom Schinder has joined Microsoft as of 2009. He's a member of the UAG Direct Access team. He started the popular EdgeMan blog that covers UAG Direct Access. Tom's currently a principal knowledge engineer in the Server and Cloud Division, Information Experience Group, Solutions Group, and his primary focus is now private cloud, and he has special interests in private cloud networking and security. Now, in a past life, I've known Tom for many years as the ISA server guy and works with TMG. He has passions around those products, as well as running the very popular isaserver.org website, a website that I took a lot of advantage of back in the day when I was an IT manager and working with ISA server. So really nice to talk to you today, Tom.
You bet.
Yuri Diogenes, he's been working in the IT field since 1994. He works for Microsoft now as a senior technical writer in the Server and Cloud Division and Information Experience Group. Prior to joining this group, Yuri also worked at Windows Security, and he worked at Microsoft CSS as a senior security support escalation engineer in the Forefront Edge security team. He's also co-author of Forefront TMG Administrator's Companion Book for Microsoft Press, co-author of three other books about Forefront, UAG, TMG, and PFE for Microsoft Press, and also is the co-author of a Security Plus book, which is written in Portuguese, so I haven't seen that one. Yuri, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here today, Kevin. Thanks a lot.
All right, so both of them actually also host regular interviews, and they make them available on their own site and their own series, from End to Edge and Beyond. And this is their security and private cloud series. So thank you so much again for speaking to us today. So I want to kind of level set the discussion today around the cloud. Okay, there, I said it, the words the cloud. So I pretty much guarantee that people have tuned out because they've heard so much talk about it. And, you know, but still, I do think that we need to help our viewers and our listeners understand what Microsoft means when we're talking about the cloud. It's not just a marketing term, is it?
That's right. And I understand that people can get the impression that it's a marketing term because the industry as a whole has decided to assign the term cloud to whatever the product or service might be. But we have a more targeted, a better defined perspective of what cloud computing is. And it's important to have that scoped perspective because we want to make sure that we're just not calling cloud the same thing as a traditional data center, because it's not a traditional data center. So what's the difference between a cloud and a traditional data center? Well, Microsoft has decided that we pretty much want to align with the United States National Institute of Standards and Technology definition of what a cloud is. And a cloud has five essential characteristics. So in order to call your solution, your infrastructure, a cloud infrastructure, you have to have on-demand self-service so that people can access what they want on their own with a minimum human intervention. Got to have broad network access so that these resources are available from virtually any device, from anywhere in the world. Pooled resources, so compute or server networking and storage resources are seen as part of a shared pool that can be divvied out among multiple consumers of the cloud. elasticity so that consumers of your cloud service can get the resources they need when they need it, either through policy or some other transparent method, and then return those resources back into the pool so that other consumers of the cloud can take advantage of them when you don't need them, and then meter services. Consumers should be aware of your cost model. They should be aware that they only pay for what they use, and it's essentially a pay-as-you-go situation. Now, if your data center doesn't have these five essential characteristics, that's fine. It's great. You could have a completely virtualized data center, and it's a virtualized data center, and you accrue all the advantages of a virtualized data center, but it doesn't make it a cloud.
Okay, so I mean, you've defined, I think, pretty well this notion of the cloud, not necessarily meaning something that's out there, because I think a lot of people still think of the words of the cloud, and they think of something that's outside of my realm, outside of my domain. And so we're really kind of entering into the discussion of what we would consider a private cloud. Now, how would you then define a private cloud? I mean, how is that different from, say, me using something like Office 365 or SkyDrive or Xbox Live, of course not in business, some other the well-known yet not Microsoft, so I'm not going to mention them here, products?
Well, I take that. The main difference, well, let's start saying that a private cloud uses the same characteristics that Tom just mentioned, but in a private environment, meaning that the same technology and the same patterns and guidelines that we use on a public cloud, we also apply to a private cloud. For example, the resource pooling that Ton was talking about, we still need to have that on the private cloud model. The private cloud model, the only thing it is we use the cloud definition and the dynamics of a cloud computing to a private environment. So if a company wants to take advantage of all the goodness that a cloud computer can offer, all the dynamics, all the broad network access, wrapped elasticity, measured services, and resource pooling, using all those foundations, but in my private environment, I can do that. So I'm leveraging all the resources and all the dynamics, but only for my environment. So I want, for example, the HR to be one of my tenants of my private cloud environment. I want the financial department to be one tenant, and I want to start charge back for resource utilization. That way I can grow my business, and I can not only have more control, but I can start thinking about security in a different way. Although security is not the topic right now, but I always like to touch a little bit on security, even when we are only defining cloud computing. So I think that's the main advantage of a private cloud, is look into your business in a way that is not only a cost center, but can enable a business to continue to grow.
So that sounds to me like the driving factor there. I mean, the fact that it's all about providing value. I mean, I guess I'd still like to do a little more comparing and contrasting, because my organization's already been doing what it's been doing for a lot of years, you know, providing services, getting requests, providing or provisioning new resources, securing as best I can with the infrastructure I have. Are there any other benefits here that I'm going to be able to see beyond what my organization's already doing?
Yes, definitely. I mean, that's a good question. Whenever I speak at TechEd or some other public event, people say, this stuff looks really good, but really, what's the value it brings to me? I see a lot of people telling me about what the capabilities of a private cloud is, and it can do this and that, and it's the next, you know, it's the best thing since sliced bread, but really, what's the value prop for a cloud? And I would say that the primary one is a flexibility in time to market. If you think about how you do things in a traditional data center, you know, you've got a lot of lead time for provisioning an infrastructure. So the application owner tells IT, I need, you know, this amount of storage with this performance, I need this amount of compute with this amount of performance, and I need this networking with this level of performance. And so the initial requisition goes out, and then 6 or 8 weeks go by, and then maybe after 3 months, the application owner can actually start delivering on the promise that their application can provide the organization. Now, with cloud, we're dealing with a shared pool of resources. So those resources are immediately available to an application owner. The application owner can then, using a self-service portal, for example, obtain the compute, networking, and storage resources they need right now, get their application up and running, and if it's a time-sensitive thing or a confined period of time where they need the resources, they obtain the resources they need for their application, they use them from the shared resource pool, and then they put them back so that other divisions within the company. So I see that the private cloud offering is allowing the app owner the speed and the flexibility that they need to give their company an advantage over others.
Okay. So it sounds to me like there's some pretty good consideration around initial investment. I guess what I'm thinking about is the fact that when we start thinking about provisioning things on that scale, it's a matter of having a lot of the infrastructure and the fabric already in place and well-defined with you know, how we're going to provide that self-service interface and how do we manage, you know, the division of labor, I suppose, in terms of the data center folks, making sure that that's all in place and ready to go, and having the agreements with the business owners and the application owners, and how they, you know, that contract that we have with them around self-service and provisioning and everything. But that all has to be set up ahead of time, and I'm wondering what that kind of change is going to cost. I mean, it's certainly going to cost something up front. So does the business need to consider that investment and what that's going to involve?
There are definitely going to be upfront costs. And some people have argued that private cloud doesn't necessarily have the same economical dynamics that perhaps a public cloud offering can provide. And there's no arguing that you're probably going to want to start your private cloud as a greenfield environment. So what you don't want to do is bring all the goo that you have in your current data center into your private cloud, because a private cloud isn't just about doing infrastructure differently in terms of pooled resources and elasticity and all that. It's also about a new application model too, because the applications of the future that are designed to run in cloud services are going to be different than the very stateful applications that we run today. Okay. Cloud applications, by their very definition, should be stateless, so there is no coupling between the application and the underlying resources that powers that application. So the application should be completely agnostic of the compute, storage, and networking environments that support that application. Again, this is going to be some cost too. Now, there are arguments that a private cloud can actually save you money in the long term, because you won't have multiple siloed environments for your applications. There's some sunk costs there when you silo your applications that you won't see in the cloud environment. In addition, the cloud environment is constantly monitoring itself, so if there are components of the cloud that aren't required, they just turn themselves off. And people have done some analysis of just the energy efficiency of cloud and found that you may be able to recoup some significant amount of your upfront costs just from the energy savings, because the cloud is able to optimize its environment.
Okay, so that's just one aspect. I'm sure we're going to go into several more where, you know, during these five parts we're going to talk about this, where we have the opportunity to save some money or be more efficient. And as you've already mentioned, certainly in the area of provisioning and time to market in terms or time to launch in terms of the new requests that are coming in to provision new resources, and that's a big part of it as well. But it's a really huge mindset change, and it's not just the IT organization or the data center, but also it has to do with the people who are requesting these services, the people who are depending upon the infrastructure, so really the business as a whole. Do you have any recommendations for how to go about easing the organization into this change, how to ease the business leaders into understanding and then perhaps accepting the value that comes along implementing the private cloud?
Well, I think that Tom already mentioned some of the main recommendations and the main aspects of that can bring the advantage for the business as a whole. The fact that you can have an environment ready to deploy application faster, and you can actually provision things faster. So the agility that your business needs will be provided by the IT. IT for many years was seen as a cost center, as you know, and there were a lot of problems in the past looking for investments on IT because you start a project saying, I'm going to have this piece of hardware for the next 5 years, so we invest a lot of money on that piece of hardware right now, and even before the 5 years, that hardware is obsolete, right? I mean, when you use a pool of resources, you can probably steal that piece of hardware for virtualization on your environment. So you have way more control of your costs. You're going to have way more return of your investment. So those are elements that business owners are looking for, agility, and have a better return of investment from the solution that they get, right? And they also want to adjust themselves as the market change. One of the things that people also complain a lot is that, well, I implemented this solution right now, and the solution is not going as fast as I would like to for my business. Now I need to upgrade everything just because the current solution that was implemented actually like 3 years ago is not evolving in the speed that my business needs. With private cloud, things change a little bit on that as well because you have more agility to implement solutions and without such a downtime because, again, you have a pool of resources. You can predict things, okay? You have way more control over the environment. And this provides what business owners are looking for from an IT perspective. And the IT manager and the IT professional, they will have a whole different role. Many people think of cloud as a way to lose their job. That's not true, right? I mean, IT professionals are all worried about, oh, I'm going to lose my job with cloud. Well, you need to broaden your skills. That's the thing. You need to look for the business in a different perspective and how can you help the business to evolve and use technology for that. I mean, in the past, you'll be an exchange specialist and that probably will be enough for you. Now, you needed to have some of the skills like project management. You have to have some cloud essentials in mind, looking for different certifications. So it's a broader view, and that's not bad. It's just a change in time for you. You have way more opportunities to make impact now as an IT professional, in my understanding.
That's actually a very good point. I agree 100% with you in terms of the impact that you can have. And I always like to, when I'm talking to people about this whole change and considering careers and career paths and everything, I mean, the fact that we're in IT to begin with, and if you have any success at all in IT, it's because you have had the ability to change and you're not doing the same job now than you were 5 years ago.
Exactly.
So certainly you have the aptitude to adjust to this as well. And as I said, it's a big mindset change. It's a big way of reorganizing, rethinking how we deliver IT as a service, and at the same time for the business, as you've very well said, the agility and the flexibility and being able to kind of disconnect the applications from the platform that supports it. The platform that supports it is going to change, going to evolve, going to improve, and can be replaced right out from underneath the application over time. And at the same time, applications also evolve and change in new versions. So it's almost like a virtualization layer of abstraction.
Exactly.
To be able to provide services. That's a really, I like looking at it that way, and I think you've framed that conversation very well for us. And on that note, thank you both very much for doing that for us today. I think we have a lot to think about with regard to private cloud and how it's going to really impact our business and make us really a business value proposition for the business as IT and as the data center. So Tom and Yuri, give us a little bit more information about where we can find out more about what you're doing, more information about the topics we've talked about today, and we can end the session on that.
Alrighty, a couple of key places where you can find out more about what we're doing in terms of private cloud. We have a site on TechNet at www.technet.com/cloud, where you can find more information about private cloud solutions. We actually call it the Private Cloud Solutions Hub. We also have a blog, which we call the Private Cloud Architecture Blog, which is part of the TechNet team of blogs. And we also have a Twitter account, and you can follow it at tshinder. And if you are a Facebook or LinkedIn fan, you can just do a search for Microsoft Private Cloud Architecture, and we have lively discussions in both of those locations as well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Tom and Yuri, thank you so much for your time again today.
All right. Thank
you,
Kevin,
for inviting
us.
All right. And we'll see you next time on TechNet Radio, Cloud Innovators.